What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Tomatoito Boxing Show. And there's a fight that took place at the very same division, at the same weight, that's been just in full-fledged motion and action in the last few months. And it's going to continue to be. And that's the 130-pound division, which there's contenders fighting one another. We saw Lamont Roach lift the title from Hector Garcia. Oshaki Foster, second successful defense against Abraham Nova. Oscar Valdez, late March, is going to be facing Liam Wilson, who gave Vaquero Navarrete a run for his money. And many thought that he actually beat him when he dropped Navarrete, and that Navarrete got a long count, a long standing. To which Navarrete came back, got into the fight, and ends up stopping Liam Wilson later on. Oshaki Foster, the 130-pound WBC champ. Lamont Roach has the WBA. Joe Cordina has the IBF, and that's the title we're going to be focusing on right now. And then the WBO's Navarrete, and he's going to be moving up to 135 to challenge for the vacant WBO title at 135, and he's going to run into Berenchik. Now, the reason we're focusing on this IBF title, Joe Cordina is the current IBF champion. That title has changed hands so many times in the past couple years. Let's just take a trip down memory lane, because a night prior to the fight that we're going to talk about, the former IBF champion was in action. He now campaigns at a division plus north. And I say plus because he has campaigned at 135, but has been fighting at several catchweight fights in his last few fights. And that is Jojo Diaz, who was the IBF champion after he defeated Tevin Farmer at 130 pounds. This is how far back we're going. After that fight, his mandatory was Shavkat Rakhimov, who is the topic of today's episode. Rakhimov has been a hell of a fighter, a strong puncher, a big threat for anybody that steps in the ring with him. Good boxing pedigree on his behalf, fighter out of Tajikistan. And he gave Jojo Diaz a run for his money. Many thought that he won that fight. That was the fight where Jojo Diaz, that was his last outing at 130 pounds, he lost the belt on the scales. Jojo Diaz did. The fight proceeded, and the title was on the line for Rakhimov to win. Jojo Diaz could not retain. He had relinquished and lost the title on the scales. The fight went on. It was a highly contested fight. And if you heard my episode that I covered, the one that I put together covering Jojo Diaz's fight against Jesus Perez, you heard me analyze Jojo Diaz's career. And that fight, to many, could have very well been the last gift that Jojo Diaz received on behalf of the judges. Many thought that he got a gift by having received a draw. And that draw kept Rakhimov from becoming champion on that night. He stayed the course. Jojo Diaz moves up to 135. Rakhimov continues to fight. He suffered an injury somewhere in between there. Continues to stay the course and stay active, pursuing the IBF title. A former foe of his steps into the running in Azinga Fusile and ends up fighting for the vacant title against Kenichi Ogawa in what was an amazing fight between those two. I actually have an episode, if you go back into my catalog, where I talked about that fight and I covered that fight. And it was a fight in which I was pulling for Asinga Fuzile, a big fan of his style. And I thought Asinga Fuzile was going to have enough to sustain the onslaught of Kenichi Ogawa. And I was wrong. He got stopped. Kenichi Ogawa was the successful winner that night. And I'm sorry, he didn't get stopped. He got dropped in that fight. He was dropped in the middle of the fight, and then he got dropped again down the stretch, if my memory doesn't fail me, which in turn gave Kenichi Ogawa the unanimous decision and became the rightful owner to the IBF title. Well, Kenichi Ogawa would go on to defend that title against Joe Cordina. And Joe Cordina hit him with a baseball bat of a punch and put Ogawa's lights out. To become the champion of the IBF. Not one defense on that Ogawa was able to put together. Couldn't defend the title a single time. That was his outing. And his lights were turned off in the second round. Well, subsequent to that fight, Cordina ends up getting injured. His mandatory being Shavkat Rakhimov. Well, Cordina gets injured. And the title becomes vacant once again. Rakhimov moves on to face Zelfa Barrett out in Dubai for the newly vacant IBF title. That fight took place late 22. Rakhimov stops Zelfa Barrett in the ninth round and finally becomes the IBF champion, the title that he had been chasing leading into his showdown with Jojo Diaz. He finally got his hands around that title. Well, he had been chasing Joe Cordina. Joe Cordina gets injured. Rakhimov becomes the champ. And now the stage was set for his big showdown against Joe Cordina, who was coming off of a long layoff due to injury. They faced off in April of last year. Rakhimov, after having chased that title for multiple years, was unable to defend it and was only IBF champion for somewhere between 5 and 6 months, which was from his victory over Zelfa Barrett, and relinquished the title to Joe Cordina as he lost by split decision, a title that he chased for so long and finally came around to getting it, and drops it to Joe Cordina. Well, Rakhimov took a little bit of a break, but is still chasing after that title and wants to avenge that loss to Cordina. And he found himself in action this past Friday night in what was a homecoming for him, a fight that took place in Tajikistan. And he fought a heavy-handed Mexican prospect by the name of Eduardo Nunez, nicknamed Sugar. The fight had the IBF title eliminator at stake. The winner would become the mandatory for Joe Cordina's title. This was the shot that Rakimov needed to get that fight, get back in the ring with Joe Cordina. And avenge that loss. Homecoming fight for him. The stage was set. Everything was supposed to go right. Enter Sugar Nunez, who derailed those plans. Eduardo Nunez took the fight to Rakimov, and Rakimov took the fight to Nunez. It was a back and forth. Fight of attrition, in which they hit each other with everything they had. They emptied out their arsenals on one another. Eduardo Nunez took out the body of Rakimov. And by round five, Rakimov's legs were gone. Leaning on the ropes, stumbling his way back into the corner. Yet, a battered, bruised, hurt Rakimov continued to come forward and continue to jab and cross his way into Nunez's space, inflicting damage on Nunez himself. It was a fight where both fighters took each other into deep waters. Rakimov started having success once again in the later rounds. Nunez continued to weather the storm. And eventually, after a strong, battle-tested 10th round, by the time the 11th got underway, both fighters, just diminished versions of themselves, Nunez just came after Rakimov. Rakimov found himself against the ropes and Nunez unleashed. He emptied out his tank. Rakimov could not get it off of him. And the referee waved off the fight. Nunez is the IBF 130-pound title mandatory in what is the biggest win of his resume to date, the biggest name on his resume, the biggest win for him, and now he finds himself knocking on the door of the IBF title champion. At the moment, Joe Cordina is the champion. But Joe Cordina is scheduled to fight and should have actually fought this past weekend on the undercard of Fury and Usyk. He's set to fight Anthony Kisacki. Anthony Kisacki is a 21-1 fighter with 7 knockouts to his credit. His loss happened 6 years ago. Just a little bit over 6 years ago against Martin Ward. Anthony Kasachi is currently the IBO champion. And Joe Cordina, the IBF. That is going to be a hell of a fight between these two. Speed versus power in that one. And whoever wins this fight and becomes a unified IBO-IBF champ, their very next fight will be against Sugar Nunez. We just witnessed Oshaki Foster successfully defend in what was a tightly contested battle between him and Abraham Nova. Oshaki Foster successfully defends the WBC belt for the second time. Navarrete is your WBO champ, who will be campaigning at 135, looking to get his hands around the WBO 135-pound vacant belt. However that comes about, whether he wins, then he'll decide if he's going to start campaigning at 135 and vacate the WBO 130. If he is not successful, then he will come back and defend the 130-pound title. Oscar Valdez and Liam Wilson are lining themselves up. They will be facing off each other in late March. And they will be lining themselves up for a shot at either a WBO or a WBC champion. And Joe Cordina with Anthony Kasachi. Is your remaining champion. In parentheses, champions. Because Kasachi has a smaller version IBO title. Which is not highly regarded, but it's still one of the popular titles that many big names have wore around their waist. More recently, Dimitri Bivol, who ended up beating Lyndon Arthur beating him and then took the IBO title from him by defeating him. So Eduardo Sugar Nunez goes into enemy territory and defeats Shavkat Rakhimov. And the whole reason that I wanted to give you a trip down memory lane as to how many times this title has changed hands, and now back with Joe Cordina after he lifted it from Kenichi Ogawa and then got it back after he defeated Rakhimov, a title that Rakhimov has been chasing and chasing and chasing, finally got his hands around it and then loses it just a few months after having been crowned champion and still on the course trying to get back into title contention. And now his plans have been derailed once again. And this time, it was not close. This time, he gave a very spirited effort, but Rakhimov does not look the same. And we may very well be looking at a Rakhimov who could very well be on the latter stages of his career. Because he didn't look like the Rakhimov of old. The Rakhimov that we're used to seeing. He started strong and his stamina just left him. His energy level was dwindling and he was getting hit a lot. And this was a shell of himself. Could have been the pressure of going back home. Who knows? But this is not the same Rakhimov that we've seen in the past. And Sugar Nunez put himself in a great situation and bested a lesser version of a Rakhimov, a strong Rakhimov that we're used to seeing and that we witnessed in the past. Very telling for Rakhimov because a former foe of his who just happened to be active this very same week in Jojo Diaz, that's also the conversation that we had. If you remember that episode that I put out, I mean, where is Jojo Diaz going from here? This is he's got 5 losses now, and 4 of them in his last 5 or 6 fights. Losses to Haney, Cepeda, Mercito Gesta, all 3 losses in a row. Beat another fighter by the last name of Perez out in San Antonio, and then here he goes again to another loss to Jesus Perez, now Ricky Perez. 4 losses in 5 fights. It's a conversation that we had on that episode, and here we are again with a different fighter and a former foe of Jojo Diaz and Shavkat Rakhimov. For Eduardo Nunez, the young prospect who's been waiting for a shot, he took full advantage of it. He goes into enemy territory and gave the fight of his life and was not willing to take no for an answer. And now he has catapulted himself into a great position in the rankings and is knocking on the door of whoever comes out successful out of that showdown between Cordina and Kasachi that will be happening later this year, now that the Usyk Fury fight got delayed until May 18th, I believe, is the date of that fight. So just wanted to fill you guys in with that. The 130-pound division is in full motion, in full swing. And it's going to be fun once these champions start mixing it up with one another. Oshaki against Lamont Roach. The winner of Valdez and Liam Wilson, maybe against Navarrete again, whether it be Valdez or Wilson. Maybe Valdez and Oshaki Foster. If Cordina comes out successful, then Cordina Nunez will be fun. Maybe Cordina tries to unify against Oshaki or against Lamont or against Navarrete. Let's see how this plays out. Maybe Navarrete is successful against Berenchik, vacates the WBO. And if Valdez is successful against Liam Wilson, then Valdez will go for that vacant WBO title. It's wide open, yet there's champions. And there's a successful champ in Oshaki Foster who is defending that title. And at this point, he is the most successful champion at 130 pounds. Let it be known. He's got two defenses already under his belt. Whereas Lamont Roach just picked it up from Garcia. And Joe Cordina has not successfully defended his title. He just lifted it from Rakhimov. This would be his first defense if he's successful against Anthony Kasich. So, a lot of moving parts at 130 pounds. And I just wanted to bring this to you guys because not a lot of attention was paid to this fight. There's not a lot out there about Nunez and Rakhimov. But it was definitely an important fight and with big implications. And congrats to Sugar Nunez, who has put himself into a great position in his career. So with that, I leave you guys. Thank you guys again for all the love, for all the support, for continuing to tuning in and for continuing to tune in and for the downloads, the love, the comments. And I'll catch you guys all on the very next episode. It looks like it'll be a fun action-packed weekend of great boxing fights that are looming here just a few days away. So we'll be back on for those. Catch you on the next episode. Have yourselves a great and safe night, and I'll see you on the other side. Have a good one. Bye.